Welcome to Sub-Eva Radio. Here are the latest news.
This is Ian with the news at 4 o'clock. But the Bali bomber has been sentenced to death, and Ruti Bhabunayasam, however you pronounce his name, has been sentenced down in Bali, funnily enough. Heatwave has been striking Europe, as I'm sure we're aware. Make sure you drink some water, though, because 37 people have died so far. CNN report Arnie is to run for governor. He said, I will go to Sacramento and I will clean house. Way to go, Arnie. A Terminator is exactly what we need. Local news. If you go to the wiki web pages, have a look at the info desk. The Master Plan 1.4 is a plan of the site for those people who are getting lost. And for anyone driving, there's a traffic trap on the A10 exit 3. That's our local exit to the highway. And network news. Who knows? Everything seems to be running fine. At least I've got my lamp and that's all I care about. Catch you later, 1 hour.
Gute Zeit verschwendet, oder war euer Anhang? Der Grund, warum man lang keinen Klang fand? Oder tragen noch so viele Sand zu einem Sandstrand? Die letzten Jahre waren hart und verdammt lang. Schon über 3 einen voll kaputten Schrank an. Kaum Geld in der Tasche, das Konto auf der Bank lang. Trotzdem bleib ich dran, weil ich weiß, was dieser Mann kann. Ich würde jeden Versuch, die Flamme zu stoppen, ablocken, auch wenn sie hoffen, sie hätten lange getroffen. Haben sie vorbeigeschossen, werden beide im Flammen. Mit so einer Scheiße könnt ihr keine Meister schocken. Das Team vor den Augen bereit für 2000 verursacht. Dieser Team hat viele Banausen da draußen pausen. Auch wenn sie glauben, wir würden auf Grundeis laufen, werden wir uns an keinen korrupten Haufen verkaufen und werden von Jahr zu Jahr. Wir sind zu treiben. Gehen wie die Titanic, deswegen sind wir auch in den Augen von Neid und Panik. Tut mir leid, wenn ich gleich schreien muss wie Arnix. Doch weil zu viele leckern, dann draußen geht leider. Sie gehen ins Mikro, ich höre wie sie flohen. Doch meistens haben die Shows sowieso kein Niveau. Wieso? Denkt man immer noch das Wetterland, das sein sich gefasst. Da brennt sind die Kerzen am Advent. Durch diese Adern läuft bei Blutshunde Lava. Sie verglühen in der Blut und machen trotzdem Palaver. Aber dazu sind die Beats viel zu mager. Und mit dem Gelaber sind und bleiben sie Versager. Kleine Witze, die nur für die Scheine schwitzen, sind einfach noch zu schwach für meine Hitze. Ich schau in ihr Gesicht und seh den Abhören, weil das brennende Licht bald in jeder Stadt brennt. Und das von Jahr zu Jahr. Wir sehen schon einen. Köpfe im Kongo nicken, fahr ich von Frankfurt nach Hamburg und treffe die Mongo-Klicke. Verheerende Shows und Chabos, die Songs vor Rippen bleiben gegen das Resultat, dick die Kontoslippe. Leider ist das Leben keine Kassette im Tape-Deck. Stopp, drücken und zurückspulen, geht nicht. Es gibt genug, die nicht mehr wissen, wie ein Steak schmeckt. Das kann passieren, wenn man das Spiel zu spät checkt. Zeit badet auf keinen, der Weg ist voller Steine und belegte Imitationen meinen, sie könnten reimen, da sie nur zu sein scheinen. Bring meine Flow, sie zum Weinen, wären sie immer noch bei Jürgen, einen kleinen Köstleier schleimen. Sind wir von Jahr zu Jahr, wir sind tot bleiben. Ja, 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 ja.
Jeder, der mich kennt, weiß, ich bin der Rapper, der die Feuer brennt.
Von Jahr zu Jahr, wir sind tot bleiben. Ja, 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 ja.
Jeder, der mich kennt, weiß, ich bin der Rapper, der die Feuer brennt.
Die Nordwestadt bleibt ein Frisch sowieso.
Jeder, der mich kennt, weiß, ich bin der Rapper.
This is Radio Sub-Ether. Welcome here on the show. Well, the next hours we will, of course, have a bunch of interviews, I hope. So if someone wants to be interviewed, then just come to the radio tent. Maybe you can also call us on the local telephone number 55555 or from the external telephone number. Country code for Germany is 49, followed by 33438642246. You are listening to Radio Sub-Ether. Well, I have some announcement for people who are hungry or thirsty, because here on the campsite there are a lot of possibilities to get some food. For instance, there is a Bar 23, the Bar 23. They are selling Clubmart, they are selling cola, they are selling beer and water and other kinds of things and a lot of other drinks. So if you are thirsty, then just go to the Bar 23. It's located near the lake, and well, they are also playing some nice music there, and it's a nice mood down there. Just go there. And I forgot an important announcement. The lock pickers in the lock picking tent are doing now their workshop for beginners to open locks in German language. Followed by another workshop at 5 o'clock in the afternoon in English language.
Yeah, baby.
You are listening to Radio Sub-Ether here, and well, a few minutes ago I talked about drinks you can get here at the campsite. Of course, you can also get food here at the campsite. There is a little Thai shop also located near the lake. They are selling a bunch of things I hardly can announce because they sound very Taiwanese. So, well, I won't announce them, but they are very, very tasty. I tried them. And if you go there, you can also listen to Camp Radio because they have a radio down there. The Thai shop is waiting for your food.
Thank you.
are listening to Radio Sub Isa, the official radio station on the camp here in Paulshof Alt-Landsberg. I have another caller, and, well, not a caller, I called him. Information from the Network Operations Center is always very, very important. Hi there.
Hi.
How is the status from the network?
It's like the sunshine. It looks very, very good. we have up and running the data toilets, most of them. I think one is left right now because we have a big trouble yesterday evening with two broken switches and fiber links which aren't running. We have to check different fiber to get an uplink to the NOC. Status today is that BSD site and MAC hackers have and Caravan site have internet on switch. All wireless LAN towers are up and running. DHCP is running. Right now there's some configuration work. Please, if there's a problem, call info desk or go there and give them your problem descriptions. The main tent, the hack center, we are in the progress to add switches, and there are some people from us, from the NOC, right now configuring more and more switches to connect all the PCs. Bandwidth uplink is very sunny, very bright. We have right now an average of 38 to 45 megabits per second used uplink bandwidth. We have two of the NOC people right now in Berlin to add the third link, and I hope that we can saturate in the evenings the link up to 155 megabits so that every sponsor gets well, what he hopes to get, lots of traffic to test this network.
Well, as far as I heard, the sponsors are already worried because we are doing too much traffic, at least at the Chaos Communication Congresses in the last year. Is it right that they don't want the traffic, or do they?
They want the traffic. This is the internet business is getting better in the last months, and there are many companies where you thought that they're not coming back, and we have companies like the KPN Eurorings, which right now sponsor lots of our traffic, and they're quite happy. We have right now on the other end of our link in Berlin, we have more than 30% plus bandwidth, which we could use, but the radio link is only 155. So we could saturate this link with more than 200 megabits, if it would be possible.
Quite a lot.
Yeah, it's if you look at the megabit prices we have today, it's quite a lot of money you have there, which is sponsored.
So how many download rate your how many datas are flowing right now? How many internet bandwidth is used by the people here?
Let's check this on the router on the other side. I'm right now preparing for the wiki, camp wiki, and page where we put the link saturation. And I'm right now working on it. And we have now an outgoing traffic from about 30 megabits per second, 34 megabits. And it's quite the same incoming, outgoing right now.
Cool.
There are many people putting and pushing. It's the same, nearly the same situation they have at Hall 2001 last year, for 2 years, sorry. And they've seen that the 155 megabits are nearly, I think it was about 80% to 100% bandwidth up-down. But please correct me if I'm wrong. Here are some people from Hall, if they have heard this and I'm totally wrong, please give Radio Sub Isa a call and correct me.
Okay, we will do this later, because right now we want to say thank you for you. It was very good.
One last comment. We put status messages into the campsite wiki on the network. And I try to push 3 to 4 messages a day. And the second thing is, if there's any problem with networks, please inform InfoDesk. They give us a call and sum up the problem so that we have not too much work to fix this. And one last thing, please, everybody who has a fixed PC, stop running your own DHCP servers on the campsite. We have big problems to isolate these PCs, and there are many people which blame us for this, and we have a lot of manpower to put into these problems, and so please, 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 do not run your own DHCP server.
Okay. So I think everybody heard you, I hope.
I hope too.
Okay. Thank you very much for these latest news from the network organization crew.
Yeah.
And, well, we will come back with a news flash when there are some news from you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
to Radio Sub-Ether here on 88.3 FM. If you want to get us a call for your latest news or your announcement here on the radio, call us 5555. A few announcements I have from the scheduling program. Right now in workshop tent A is going on the workshop claim for all flight passengers. The US government is collecting all data from the passengers on air flights, where to go and where they land. And the situation, which Secret Service is doing what with these data and how all this is fitting together with the data protection and privacy organizations. If you are interested in this right now, go to the workshop tent number 8. In a couple of minutes at 5 o'clock, we have two workshops. In workshop tent NA, we have technologies of political control, current state of art in police technology. And in workshop tent number B, we have Winster B Freedom in emulations on Unix.
Men.
Listening to Radio Sub-Ether here, and live on the phone I have another guest here. Hi there, it's Thomas.
Hallo.
Hi, Thomas.
Sollen wir das in Deutsch oder in Englisch machen?
We are already doing this in English. You are live on air here on Radio Sub-Ether. Thomas, yesterday we had an interview about the Netzladen. I think most people didn't hear it because we are transmitting live here 24 hours a day. So the Netzladen in Bonn is a project where computer nerds and political activists founded one foundation to meet together and make political activities. And so until now we just had the situation of the nerds that were talking about the Netzladen here. Maybe you can give us some viewpoints of the political situation, so maybe you can introduce yourself, what you are doing.
I'm Thomas, and I'm in the Anarchist Union FAU, who is part of the Netzladen. Myself, my job is I'm architect. I'm in the Anarchist Union since 15 years, and the important thing for us with Netzladen was to get self-organized groups together to help each other and to inform and introduce them with their different topics.
So as far as I heard, it is quite a unique project to well, it's kind of a room sharing between political activists and computer nerds. So how are they compatible, computer nerds and political activists? What do they have together?
The basic point of the different groups in the Netzland is that they are self-organized. And this is the main point that different people look for structures where they can work, where they themselves, where they don't have a structure of, like political parties or something with functionaries, and they all worked in a way to self-control, to control their lives and their political actions and their work themselves. And that's the main point of all these groups, and that's what this, the people, what is interesting for the different people on the other groups.
So there are many things in common, more than people made sing about.
Yeah, that's what we thought before we started this project, and what we see now that is comes true, that the different people have a lot of interest in the other groups, in the other topics, and it's a very nice atmosphere between the different people in the Netzlam.
I see. Well, an interesting point I've heard of that the first project was what was being made together in this group before the Netzladen even was founded. These groups had together a project. It was a protest in Düsseldorf against internet censorship. So it was quite interesting. I think it was the first time where left political and computer nerds were together on the street for protesting for something. It was also the first time that computer nerds at all entered the street for protesting for something. Is the computer nerds, are they left politicians without even be aware of that? What do you think as a left politician?
I think you can... I don't know if you can really say they are left-wing political. Because we as anarchists say we are not left-wing, we want another society, we want that the people live together and communicate with each other, and you don't must say left-wing, it's a kind of to control your own life and live free in liberty and in self-control. And I think this is by the computer nerds on their way of looking to the different things and to internet and communication. This is common between both groups.
I see. So, Thomas, thank you very much for your interview and greetings to the city of Bonn.
Yeah, thank you and greetings to all the nerds.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
This is Radio Sub-Ether, the radio station from Sweetmont to Setting Orange. Sweetmont to Setting Orange, right now we have a call-in from the Go-playing team. Human Go, what is Human Gay? Go, sorry, what is Human Go? Hello, Radar. Radar's on the phone.
Hi, hello, Ingo.
Hi.
Human Go is playing Go with humans as play pieces, and we are wearing this funny hats in white and black and sitting on the Go field and discussing where to go. It's very funny, and we need more play pieces. Humans, please, humans come please to the marketplace. The Go field is on the marketplace between the hack center and the landing ground. You will see us.
So you are playing Go with human players?
Yes.
The Oriental, the Chinese game Go, yeah?
The Chinese game Go, yeah.
But the player, don't they stand long there until
they
something happens?
They can sit, and we have those hats.
Ah, okay, so you're prepared for the sun,
we
yeah?
We have white and black hats, and every player get a hat, will get a hat.
Okay, so people who want to play Go, just go to the marketplace and meet Radar there and join the game. Thank you very much, Radar. Bye bye.
Bingo. Bye.
You are listening to Radio Sub Ether here on 88.3 FM. The official radio station on the Chaos Communication Camp. In the Alt-Landsberg area. On the Paulshof. So right now we are preparing for the news because it's nearly 5 o'clock. And of course, don't forget that at 5 o'clock also two workshops are starting. In workshop tent A there is technologies of public control, political control, current state and update, the art of the polis technology. In workshop tent number B, we have a lecture about emulating on Unix. Be there or be square.